Good morning. Well, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, American shares once again have hit record highs. The big standout last night was the Dow Jones, which has managed to rise by 0.7%, closing above 23,000 points for the very first time on record. It did come down really just to one stock, though, and that was IBM, which rose by almost 9%. So single-handedly, it accounted for about 70% of the Dow's improvements today. The reason is that basically investors had their first chance to react to some profit results, which were quite encouraging for the company. They were at yesterday after market close. This is a stock that and a company that's had a bit of trouble keeping up with changing conditions in that sector, and that seemed to inspire improvements as well from the likes of Intel, which rose 1.2%. The broader S&P 500, though, edged higher by just a tenth of a percent. And that, in a day like this, when just one stock is driving the Dow higher, is certainly a better representation of how the markets are actually performing. The gains for European markets also quite widespread, all heading in the same direction for the first time this week. So shares in Germany, France and the UK all higher. The big banks managed to lift. Goldman Sachs in particular up 2.5%, managing to recoup those losses yesterday, which were in response to some underwhelming profit numbers. Oil prices up about a third of a percent last night to about 52 per barrel. The reason, oil inventories in the US fell a little more than expected, but we also had geopolitical tensions in Iraq as well, the world's fifth largest producer of oil. Not doing much for the likes of Chevron, though, which ended up being the worst performer, down by almost 2%. Some confusion about over whether or not President Trump will actually back a short-term healthcare deal in the US. Amongst other things, this will be paying subsidies to insurers for the time being. Most of the insurers fell back, but United Health was an exception, rising for the second day after some solid profit numbers. In the UK, we had BHP Billiton and Rio not having the best of performances. This on the back of a strengthening US dollar on the expectation of higher interest rates in December. That's seen commodity prices mostly lower, iron ore largely flat, just shy of 62 per barrel. A very big day ahead for the Aussie market. As far as the market moves are concerned, it seems like things will be quite flat on the open. No big surprise. We've seen the markets take a bit of a breather in recent days, but we have seen shares only fall once in 2 weeks. We're still near the best levels in 5 months, and this is still the best month for our markets since December last year. We also have employment data out, a speech by a Reserve Bank official, plenty of data out of China, and we've got BHP Billiton holding its AGM. The Aussie dollar's at 78.4.